Thank you so much for listening to Why Is Harriet Crying? If you want to join us over at patreon.com/whyisharrietcrying, you can sign up, and for the price of a coffee, the podcast becomes weekly. That means you get an extra episode every fortnight where me and Sunil solve each other's problems. Is that what we do?
I thought you were going to say we solve crime. I thought that's where you were going. I'm like, yeah, good new direction. I like it. Next episode we'll be solving crimes.
Yeah, so tune in. Thanks for supporting us, everybody.
Thank you.
Here we go. Welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying with Sunil Patel and Harriet Kemsley and Elliot J. Fallows.
We're back.
Although we've lost one microphone, so Elliot can't be part of this.
Yeah, Elliot can't speak anymore because Sunil lost the microphone. Oh yeah, there is one there.
I don't know why that candle is hot.
Oh yeah, well it's because Sunil Patel farted, so we had to...
Sunil Patel the dog farted, so we had to clear the room, left Elliot in here and shut the door.
Yeah, poor Elliot got farted on. But it's because he gets nervous. Sunil Patel gets nervous when people come or excited, and then he farts.
And now you can hear him whining in the background.
Yeah, Sunil Patel is always whining. Now I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But you know that the agreement was that you call him Sunil Patel the dog.
Yeah, but I say it under my breath. So I say, no, Sunil Patel farted.
No, you didn't say the dog.
Yeah, I said it in my head. You didn't say it out loud.
Breath.
Okay, well, I said it in my head.
Go on, then Sunil
your head
Patel is not the same as saying it out loud.
Farted.
Harriet Kemsley farted and it smelled so bad we had to clear the room.
Sunil, that's so rude. And that's just a blatant lie. What I was saying was the truth.
No, because that...
Yes.
You have to call him Sunil Patel
the
dog. Okay,
now you've said that. I have to say the dog out loud. So Sunil Patel, the dog, farted.
You did say it out loud, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome to another episode. I'm so excited because we are in the same stinky room.
We're in the same fart palace. Yes. It's changed a bit since we only came here once at Christmas.
Yeah,
didn't we?
When we moved in after the rats.
And now we've come here and there's a treadmill.
Yeah, well, I was running. I ran for 2 months in a row and then I got dizzy and couldn't run anymore. But I ran this week, but then I got a bit dizzy. But
it's a big unit.
Yeah.
It's a shame you can't see it, but it's... how fast can you go on it?
Really fast.
Miles an hour.
Well, Bobby, I don't know. I don't go that fast. I kind of plod along. Bobby went on it, top speed, 7 minutes. And then he got off it and said, oh my God, my heart's really racing. I think there's something wrong with me. And I was like, no,
that's
you're just unfit. You just exercised. You've never exercised before.
I went for a walk yesterday.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, it's time I went for a walk. Got like 10 steps down the road and my back gave in. I had to go back.
What do you mean gave in? You had to sit on the floor?
I tweaked a muscle in my lower back and it meant
walking.
That every step hurt. So I had to go back into the Bill Murray where I live. Made it 10 steps out of a pub and then had to go back inside.
I'm worried if you tell people where you live that something bad might happen to you.
I don't live there. I was just having a laugh.
I think everyone knows you live there because the last episode you said you lived there.
So I think you told everyone.
It's almost like you want somebody to attack you.
Why attack?
Oh,
some people
sorry.
Might send a present.
Yes. What would you like?
I don't need or want for anything.
What if they sent anthrax?
No.
Is that still around?
You can get it, I think.
Yeah. Please don't send Sinor anthrax. Please. Please. Oh my God, I'm really panicked. Someone's going to send you anthrax now.
I'm not going to open an envelope of anthrax.
You won't know. That's the problem. They'll do it like it'll say moon pig on
the thing
and you'll open it and you'll think it's a lovely moon pig card. Anthrax!
Are you going to send me anthrax? You thought about this.
I'm just saying I know how I'd do it if I wanted to anthrax someone.
Listen, don't send me anthrax.
You never hear about anthrax anymore, really, do you?
Well, I think they're really clamped down on the sales of anthrax. After a lot of people almost died from it. Although, did anyone die from it when they sent it in the post?
No, we shouldn't laugh, but I think it was very bad, yeah.
You did laugh at it.
I know, I nervously
and
laughed.
Then you said we shouldn't laugh, but you were the laugher.
You laughed, but you didn't laugh audibly, so you laughed. You laughed.
You can't just say
no, that is very bad. Anyway, what was it used for? What was it used for generally?
Anthrax.
What was the good thing about anthrax?
I think anthrax is a spore. It's like it's a fungus.
But why did they sell it anyway? Like
I think it was you collect it. I think you find
like stamps.
You find it from like mushroom. I don't know.
So what people were just.
Elliot. Hey, could you just do some anthrax research?
Because they should.
Are we going to get shut down for like? No, we're not.
Inciting anthrax. If you're inciting it to yourself, though, is that okay?
You're
reaching
inciting...
for an Oreo there.
These are Lady Gaga Oreos.
I found Lady Gaga Oreos and I heard Lady about Gaga. And I got so excited because I heard about them on a podcast and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
What's the unique thing about these?
Well, the wrapper's pink and I was like, oh, and I think they're going to be pink. And then I opened them up, regular Oreos, just more expensive,
Lady
I think.
Lady Gaga branded.
I don't know. They just say Lady Gaga and they're pink and then they're just regular Oreos. Elliot did the same thing. We both fell for it.
They are pink in America. They've got green.
Oh, they're actually pink. What, the filling is or the biscuit?
Yeah, but in England, we just got boring Oreos. It was really disappointing, to be honest. There's not much going on at the moment, so it was really... I was excited.
I walked to the house and I bumped into Bobby collecting a delivery of 16 donuts.
Yeah. That's not the first time in the last week that he's he's done
How
that either.
How many times a week does Krispy Kreme come to the door?
The last time it came at 10 p.m. and it arrived and then he immediately ate 3.5 and then felt very sick.
Yeah, that is quite a lot of sugar to take.
They're very sugary, yeah. And then the problem is I started to eat some and then I've been having a bad time. I think because it's Easter and then I was sick and I can't stop eating chocolate. And there's two reasons I shouldn't have it. One is that it's not vegan, so it goes against everything I believe in and how I've been living. And the other thing is I got told that it'll make me sick and dizzy again.
Oh, so the dizziness has gone?
Yeah, I'm so much better now.
Yeah, great. You seem like you're in a good mood.
But I can't stop eating chocolate. It's like it's the only joy.
Yeah, but I think but it is the only joy. And it's just been Easter, so you've had some eggs.
Yeah, I can't stop, but I keep eating it. But then I'm there like, don't eat it. But I eat it and I don't know how to stop.
Well, I live with James O'Donnell, the general manager.
Don't get someone else sent for anthrax.
No. I would bleep that out. I live with... the manager of the Bill Murray, and he's full keto, so he doesn't eat any sugar, except occasionally he has a blowout and gets 3 chocolate bars and eats them on the way home from the shop.
That's like me, yeah.
Yeah, so I can't, any of this stuff, if I don't feel like I want it in the house because he's like not eating it at all. So
yeah.
I've not been eating much, I've been going out to have my sugar, I don't have it in the house.
That's kind. Oh, Sunil Patel, won't stop whinging.
I mean, fine.
I just really want to be someone that has self-control, because the problem is it's like I'm so addicted to it. I can't, if I eat some, I can't not think about it. I can't not think about it.
It is an addictive substance.
Yes, I have an addiction.
Look at me. Where are you looking? What are you looking at? You're looking at the Oreo.
I'm just staring at the Oreo. Yeah.
No, I think, yeah, you're probably better at self-control than most people.
No.
You stop smoking, but you still really miss it.
Will you stop talking about the smoking on the podcast? I know, thank you. I never did.
But you fucking love it.
It's a really good smell. It sounds like, it smells like excitement.
Would you ever think you'd be at home in a gentleman's club drinking a scotch and smoking a cigar?
What?
What?
When? I don't understand the question.
Do you think you'd like that?
Think I'd be home? No, I don't want to be, with loads of men just smoking cigars? Firstly, the only time I've ever smoked a cigar, I've vomited. And that's because I've been so drunk to smoke a cigar in the first place. And I inhale them and do not know how to smoke them.
Elliot's noting this down.
Elliot, please.
No, in case you need to edit it for your mum.
Oh, no, it's fine. She signed up to the Patreon, actually. It's so sweet.
No.
She's been trying to do it for ages.
Oh.
So her and my dad signed up.
Why didn't you just give them free memberships?
Well, I said you don't have to do that. But they said, we listen to it, we should pay. So, you know, some people listening, maybe you could think the same thing. No, I'm joking.
Very good,
I'm
yes.
joking. I was just,
now time for a special announcement about our Patreon. Harriet's parents have signed up, so why haven't you?
Yeah, they
and
signed
they get
up.
It for free, but
they signed up to Team Harriet.
Really?
Yes. Yeah,
we actually got to sign up for Team Sunil, but I don't know what to offer them. If you sign up to Team Sunil, just message us with what reward.
Yeah,
you want.
We do. We do a voice message for each group.
Yeah.
I've done some voice messages from. Oh, do you think I've got to do my mum a voice message?
Yeah.
I've already spoken to her today. Yeah, I'll just give her a call. Yeah. Just want to scare her. She is. Do you think your mum will sign up for Team Sunil?
She hasn't got a computer. She
doesn't
only
need
got
a computer. She just needs a phone.
A telephone.
How else do you listen to a podcast? Oh, she can talk on her phone.
She doesn't have a smartphone. She has a home telephone.
On a landline.
Yeah, landline. She has an old school landline.
That's so cute.
And I called her on it the other day, but I called her at the exact moment she picked it up to call someone else. So like I rang the number and it was just no ringtone. And I just went, hello, and she went, hello. As if I'm always on the end of the line. As if I'm the only person on that phone. Like, she was like, oh, I'm trying to call someone else. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll call
It's like you're both later. Waiting for somebody to ring you.
Yeah, it's a phone that keeps coming off the hook, so it's hard sometimes to get through.
Yeah.
Engaged. Old telephones, eh?
You should get her a mobile phone. That's what people do for their parents. I have.
Yeah, she won't use it.
Why?
Don't know how to.
You could teach her. You had to spend time
endlessly for about 3 or 4 years how to use it, but she just can't get to grips with it.
I think you're not teaching her well.
I got her one of those ones for old people.
Oh yeah.
Or dyspraxic people, and it didn't really. She couldn't figure it out.
I know how to use a phone. I use a phone all the time, every day.
Yeah, but you do it. You jab at it with your forefinger.
I
like
don't
that.
Jab it
you
with
don't
my
use
finger.
Your thumb like young people, like me.
I do so much that I get sore hands. I
got sore thumb.
Oh yeah, I don't
RSI?
Know why.
You could get RSI.
I got a bit of RSI.
Have
I think.
You?
Yeah. I got quite into Tetris recently.
You've been into Tetris for a long time.
No, I haven't. Well, when I was a kid, yes, and then I banned it. Like I banned all video games because I knew that it would ruin my life. And then now I have nothing else, so I've started to do it.
But you've got stuff to do.
I'm so good at it, though. I'm nearly the highest in Holborn.
What?
Yeah, I'm ranked really high.
In Holborn? Why? What do you mean Holborn?
I don't know why Holborn, but that's what they say. They're like, you're really high in Holborn. That's
in
my
the area
personal
of
best.
Holborn.
I don't know what it means. I guess they mean the area of Holborn.
Why are you playing people in the area of Holborn?
That's what they just want me to. I guess they're the best people, and so they're putting me up against them.
I want to get to the bottom of this, but I also can't be asked.
Guess what my personal best is?
100.
250. Well, 1,000. 1,000.
Yeah, I don't know what the scale is. I don't know what's good and bad.
Sometimes when I'm just sitting, I just imagine Tetris happening in my head. That's how bad it is.
Do they make a film of Tetris?
They should make a film of it. What happened about Anthrax, Elliot?
Anthrax. Any Anthrax facts?
So the source of it can come from livestock.
Fucking candle.
Livestock.
Abroad.
Livestock.
Livestock. And you can't. It's not contagious. So if one of you gets it,
yeah,
the other one can still hang out and do a podcast and stuff.
But so the other one will be dead.
Not necessarily. Not at the start.
What do you mean from livestock?
I didn't read that far, but I assume, buttholes and mouths, I guess.
What, like an animal's butthole?
Or mouth.
All right, I'll look it up.
What, can dogs have it?
No, just...
What if Sunil Patel, the dog butt, gives us anthrax?
The dog butt.
The butt.
Oh, God, this is stressful.
Can you get anthrax from dogs' assholes? Please, Elliot. Put the pad down.
Just says livestock, okay.
Livestock, I think, is cows and sheep.
Yeah, we know what livestock is.
No, but do you? What is the definition of livestock?
It's animals on a farm.
Oh, yeah. Anthrax in dogs. it's rare.
The problem is, though, Sunny always opens my post.
Right, what are you on about?
So that means Sunny will get the anthrax. Oh,
who's
my God.
You?
If
no
someone sends it to me, he'll get it. He always steals it and my hat and he puts it in his bed.
It'll be me. He
puts it in his bed. He steals my hat and my glove and my sock and he takes it into his bed. He's like a little magpie.
That's quite sweet, isn't it?
It's really cute. He likes to collect them all, like little things, and keep it in his bed.
Does he do that for Bobby's stuff?
No, just mine. Oh my God, Elliot's looks really upset.
I've just Googled how to get anthrax.
Oh my God, Elliot.
On Harriet's IP
address.
Is someone going to look? Is going someone going to come for me?
Yep.
Elliot, and now you've just said it. Oh my God. I'm really against anthrax. I'd just like to point out. I'm
they
really
don't know
against
that. You've
it.
Looked it up. They're going to take your dog away from you.
What? Who?
No one is. can you look up what the... Like, where do you get it from?
Where do I get it?
No, where does it say you get it
Stop
from?
Stop making him look it up because he's
he
already
just
nervous.
Looked it up, so he already knows.
Go on incognito.
That's not going to do it.
Go on the dark web, Elliot.
No, but what did it say where you could get it from?
Go on the Why Is Harriet Crying email account and then search from there.
Probably shouldn't tell people on the podcast where to get anthrax from.
Not now they know where you live.
You mustn't get it. No, don't find out where you get it from. But I just mean...
that's what he's doing.
No, but what is it used for good? Why did they make it in the first place? Or did someone evil make it in the first place? Someone evil. Oh my God, that means it's in Haribo.
It's a fungus.
Because they put hooves in Haribo.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
They do...
Yeah, no, they glue. It's glue. Same.
That means it's in YooHoo glue.
It's just gelatin.
YooHoo glue has anthrax, and so does Haribo.
It doesn't have anthrax.
That's what it's from. Hooves.
You've been crying much recently. You seem absolutely fine.
I'm feeling so much better.
Why?
Thank you so much to everybody that's been concerned. I actually had, I think, a better diagnosis. The best diagnosis I've had so far has... you're eating an Oreo while we're doing this? It's so unprofessional. So anyway, my friend Kat, our friend Kat, who's a doctor, said she thinks it might be an inner tube thing, inner ear tube thing called ear tube, and it gets stuck together. And it makes sense because it keeps popping and going pop, 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 pop,
you've got
pop,
a tiny little inside
I've got
of
small
your head,
tubes.
You've got small tubes.
It's because of my small
tubes.
And then because I had a sinus infection and maybe my snot is really sticky and then it got stuck together and then I couldn't. So then it made me all dizzy because it was all off. And then it went, recently it's just been popping like crazy. And at one point I was just sat with my my sister and my mum and suddenly it just went, and the whole world just
really?
Went,
in a good way?
No, like in a, oh my God, like we're on a spaceship or something. And right. I said, everybody stop. And then they weren't talking. But then I think that's what it is.
It's fascinating to think that like your perception of the world and your experience of the world is just like loosely held together by a couple of stupid little tubes in your head.
Yours too.
No, yours are stupid.
Yours are stupid.
No, mine are fine.
You've got
yours
big fuck off tubes. That's why you're. You, yeah,
tubes.
But you've got big
I've got
tubes.
Normal tubes.
You've got
your
big
head's bigger
tubes.
Than mine, but you've got smaller.
My
tubes.
Head is not bigger than yours.
It is. We've tried
your
hats
head is
on.
So big.
We've tried hats on, and your head is massive.
Sunil,
look how far back it goes.
Oh my God, that's so rude.
No, you do have a big
it
head.
It just
than
popped
me.
Again. It just popped
I know
again.
It
so
doesn't
I got
look
excited.
Like she's got a bigger head than me, but she does.
Who are you? Oh my God.
Down the fucking barrel.
Okay. I'm going to buy a range of hats and we're going to
just
try
get a
them on.
Test tube measure.
A test tube.
Tape measure.
I'm going to use this skipping rope behind
right,
and I'm going to
measure
our
heads.
But the thing is, we won't know about tube
it's not
size.
A race thing. Okay.
What?
They used to measure people's heads back in the day to justify their racist theories.
Okay, well, I'm putting that down again then.
Yeah. It's called phrenology and they thought that by measuring heads and like... the proportion of someone's head, they could tell what their characteristics and their intelligence and their race and stuff like that. And debunked. But we should measure your head because it's fucking massive. I reckon around...
No, look, I do actually know what size it is. And this is gonna, it's going to come to a shock to a lot of people, but it's a Russian male army size extra large.
Of course, the standard measure of head size is Russian army size.
I tried on a Russian male army hat and I was like,
yeah,
that's going to be too big. And then it didn't actually fit over my
bigger
head.
Bigger than a normal man in Russia.
Bigger than an extra large man in Russia.
Extra large man in Russia.
Yeah.
How can we?
We can't use
You
that.
Can't even put those masks, those wrestling masks.
I have.
On.
I've worn them before.
Yeah, but they don't fit, do they?
My nose, it sticks out quite a lot, actually.
Harriet's Big Head is the title for this week's
No,
podcast,
it's not the title. Sunil's Big Tubes.
Mine are normal.
Sunil's
You're
Massive
small.
Tubes.
No, mine are normal.
We don't know. I heard you could fit a football through your tubes.
From where?
From your ear.
No, from whom?
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo told you that you could fit a football through
oh, no,
my
he
tubes.
Kicks it.
You, Ronaldo
Your doctor
said,
told me.
My doctor told you that Ronaldo could kick a football through my tubes. Is that right?
Yeah. I'm Who's so giddy from
a
being in the same room as people.
I don't have a doctor. I have an app that I can talk
oh,
to.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I will tell you, though, I have got an ENT appointment now, so it's all going to be sorted October 6th. This is what Bobby kept saying, that nobody knows what ENT stands
ear,
for. I worked in a medical facility. I know what ENT stands for.
Yeah, yeah. I worked in a medical facility.
Ears, nose and toes.
Hey. Specializing in ears, nose and the toes.
I know what E&T stands for.
It's your tubes, though, isn't it? They deal with your
ear,
tubes.
Nose, and tubes. Can you imagine if someone was a specialist in ears, nose, and tubes, and then didn't know anything about in between? They just thought it was all connected.
But you have to spend like 7 years learning about that specific. Imagine 7 years learning about ears, nose, and tubes.
No, you learn about everything, and then you just do a little bit at the end. Yeah,
a little bit. It's a bit,
well, you see a lot of people, so you probably see a lot of patterns.
Learn on the job.
You have to fail in front of people. That's the thing with stand up, and that's the problem with doctoring. You have to You have to fail to learn the hard way.
We were talking about this the other day. How surgeons back in the day were just barbers.
I didn't talk to you about that.
No, not you, but with another group of friends.
We. You said we.
We. Not we.
That was rude.
The royal. I was talking to myself last week about it. But you know that barber's poles are red and white.
Yes.
And blue sometimes, I think.
No.
But they signify different colours because they used to have a bowl on top of it where they washed their bloody rags. Because barbers were good with blades, they did surgery as well. So surgery comes from that. Doctors weren't surgeons.
Doctors weren't surgeons.
Yeah.
Barbers were surgeons. But then did surgeons also do haircuts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And shaves.
Yeah. It'd be useful if people could do all of it.
Be useful if you get your hair cut while you're at the hospital.
Yeah, these days, I mean, it's hard to get a haircut because it's illegal. It would be useful.
You're saying that because I got a haircut last week.
What?
Didn't we talk about this last week?
Yeah, maybe. I had to pluck a grey hair out of Snow's.
Made Harriet pluck a grey hair out the front of my head today. It keeps dangling right there, and then she got rid of it.
Because he said, can you get rid of the grey hair? And I said, which grey hair? Because there were loads of grey hairs. So it was a really fun game.
I have a very distinguished head of hair now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've gone quite grey over lockdown.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
I've got a line in my forehead from lockdown.
Let's have a look.
Can you see it? It's like
you
can't see it. It's happened because of lockdown.
What, just frowning?
Yeah, I think I've just been frowning so much. My theory is, though, right, because Audrey Hepburn said this thing, there's this thing that wrinkles, like, you should be proud of your wrinkles because the things you've achieved through them, like she, like, thinks it's such a good thing that your wrinkles show all the life you've lived and all the good things you've done. But I haven't done any good things.
You haven't got
like,
any...
it's just because I was, like, scrunching over, like, Tetris.
You don't have any wrinkles, really. You have that line there.
That's the problem.
But that's it.
I'm going to get some kind of... Okay, my mum listens. Plaster. I'm going to get a plaster forehead plaster,
you
yeah.
You get Botox?
No, I'm not going to get Botox because it freezes something. But I thought you could put, they say you can put things that already exist in your skin into your skin.
Water.
Water. Put some water in there. You get a water pump.
Do you not use a selection of serums and moisturizers like normal
I
people?
Do, but I mean, it's not done anything about my line. And I'm going to be proud of it, but I haven't done the thing to achieve it.
I don't think it'll do anything about the thick lines like that.
Oh, my God.
Because they're there forever now, and that's a good thing.
I don't know, but I didn't have it before lockdown. Like, you've gone grey all over.
I have gone grey all over, yeah. They actually had to paint my sideburns. A couple of weeks ago.
Paint them
for
what?
Filming with black mascara.
Because you look so old.
I look so dreadfully old. so horribly old.
Would you do that for yourself, just in your day-to-day life?
No.
Just to kind of scrape a few years off?
No.
Do you think when... I can't
wait... I went grey quite early, though.
You're not that young.
No, but I was grey in my late 20s. I had a grey streak in the middle.
Yeah.
I had Elliot's grey thing.
Yeah. Elliot's is only at the end. I think yours is growing out.
No, there you go. He's just hidden it.
Yeah.
What's it called? There's a special name for it, isn't there?
Sunny joined in.
What's the special name for the grey streak?
I don't know. Is it meant to mean evil? Isn't that what
evil is? It is in films, yeah. Cruella de Vil.
It is generally seen as evil people in films.
Malin Street.
That's it, Malin Street.
Trying to relax my forehead so I don't have a line in it.
Oh, I thought your...
What?
I thought your tracksuit bottoms were sheepskin.
What? No. They're tracksuit bottoms I got, and I got one for my mum, and they say...
Are they vegan?
Yeah, they're vegan, and they're from a company that doesn't hurt children.
Quite a lot of old food on it.
She
knew she wouldn't be recorded below the waist.
No, I did think
and
that
a lovely
actually.
Little French top.
And my mum got me this top. It's a joke to Sunil, and it says, if you can't see if you're listening to the podcast,
I always mention
et voila. Yeah, she saw it, and then she thought, about how I get teased for all my French jumpers.
I'm not teasing you, bro. It's just like, it's your thing, isn't it?
It's my thing. So it says, et voila. But then neither of us really know what et voila means. I think it means
like
ta-da.
Yeah.
Is that what it means?
It's when you present something out of nowhere, isn't it?
We keep looking at Elliot, but I think I just kind of assume you know.
Yeah.
And there you go.
That's what your top says, and there you go.
There you go.
I bought a jacket the other day.
Wow.
And the lining is leopard skin.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I would lost her mind at that.
This is so exciting.
Very, very big.
Is it reversible?
No.
Sunil, if you could live your life in a leopard print jacket,
it's black on the outside,
would make my life.
It's
if you only... turn it round, Sunil, live the life you're meant to live.
Shout out to Gary Trow, who does wear a leopard skin. Doesn't he wear a leopard? He wears like quite loud.
Yes.
He has a leopard skin, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's just the lining, which I thought was quite extreme. For me. I actually texted Harriet a couple of weeks ago asking if I ought to wear a kimono.
I assumed you already owned one. Every time I imagine you're wearing a kimono, so it surprised me.
No, I won't wear a kimono.
Won't or can't.
Mustn't.
Won't or couldn't. What?
Neat segue into you picking out your phone. That can only mean it's time for Harriet's sad story.
I've got a sad story for everybody.
No guests this week, actually. We were just overjoyed.
We were so excited to do it in person. So I'm sorry if you prefer it when there's other people. it's just us.
Yeah.
I knew I wanted to tell you something.
What?
This is actually something that I just remembered that I wrote down because I wanted to tell you. I actually found a really good self-help film that has helped me be more confident. I watched a film, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, called The Martian.
Yes.
Yeah, have you seen it? It's Matt Damon. And it really made me feel that if he can overcome what he overcame, you can overcome anything.
It's not real.
Yes, but he kept having so many problems thrown at him and he kept overcoming them. And
like
I was
you,
like,
though.
I would have been so tired, I just would have lied down. But he kept going and he was like, it was against all odds.
Right.
Also, did you know Martian... It was not the film I thought it was going to be. I assumed it was about an alien.
Yeah, he's the Martian.
He's the Martian. But then did you know that Martian only applies to people from Mars? I just thought a Martian was another word for alien.
Yeah, I didn't know that, yeah.
Okay. Okay. But anyway, if anyone wants to feel uplifted,
sorry, what's the self-help
watch
thing?
The Martian. Things could be worse.
Oh, because that's
that
what
was
you
that's
do?
What I got
oh,
from
it's
it.
Like Castaway,
I just
isn't
thought
it, really, in a way.
I hate Castaway.
Okay.
But this okay. had other characters in it, thank
oh, right.
God,
yeah,
rather
yeah.
than that fucking football. Right, so this is the sad story.
Was there a self-help book that I saw?
The Martian.
No, I don't really read self-help books.
It is
books.
A book
don't
as well.
Need them.
It was really embarrassing. The other day, Bobby came in to...
I'm looking for some self-help books.
But we have to look at these things. It's buzzing. Sorry,
it's buzzing.
We're on our phones.
You've got to turn it on airplane,
but we're
Harriet.
Finding out important
Harriet,
information.
Turn it on airplane.
Oh, I thought you were saying when you were doing that, I thought you were telling me to make the podcast longer. And that's why I stretched out that story about the Martian. Because I thought you were like, it's too short.
I thought
short.
That as well. And I was like, oh, she's got a new anecdote.
Keep your phone. Keep your phone.
Put
Keep
it on
your
airplane,
phone.
Though.
It is on airplane, but I had to find my sad story from the internet.
It's fine.
Sorry, yeah. Oh, what was I going to say? What did I just start saying? I had something to say. Oh, yeah. So I was listening to a self... I found this book on low self-esteem.
Oh,
and then I've got an audio book of it. And I was feeling a bit funny the other day, so I listened to it as I went to sleep. But then... It kept playing after I fell asleep and Bobby found me and Sunny just listening to this low self-esteem book. So I think the dog is going to have really high self-esteem. It's just...
I don't think you do have low self-esteem.
Thank you.
But listening to that book will make you think you have low self-esteem, which will give you low self-esteem.
Oh my God. Okay, I'll
go. Therapy people should be paying for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Crowds flocked to Formby only to find there's no beach.
Oh my God.
Day trippers were keen to enjoy the nice weather. Okay, so all these people, can you imagine? You're going to have a nice day on the beach.
Please don't tell me that's it. That cannot be the whole story.
But imagine, okay, the nice weather. Finally, nice weather for the first time in so long. Car parks and nearby roads were packed out by mid-morning. But by lunchtime, there was no beach. Oh, I thought that they thought it was a beach, but it wasn't a beach. But what happened is there were very high tides and the beach disappeared.
That's quite funny. That's not a sad story.
That is, no, that's sad because everybody went to the beach, but then the beach was gone.
It wasn't gone.
The tide was already, it was quite high by 11 a.m.
Okay, thanks for that.
Part of the statement reads...
From who?
Keep up to date with local news in your area by entering your postcode below. On bigger tides, like we will see this week, places S-E-21. Will be cut off by the tides quicker. It's why checking the tides is important. Lifeguards will be on duty. The council's directors got involved. Anyway, just be careful. If you want to go to the beach, make sure there is a beach. That's the that's that lesson there.
That wasn't even a sad story. That was just a stupid...
People were going for a day out at the beach and there was no beach. I would be so disappointed.
You'd be sad, yeah. But you, for me, how would
you'd be
sad?
Relieved.
I would be like, great. Go to the arcades, get some chips, go home. Great, perfect day.
You'd love it.
What's the point of sitting on a beach?
And I'd be really disappointed, so that would make you extra happy.
No, I don't see much point in sitting on a beach. I don't get it. I don't
relaxing.
It.
I can't. I haven't been in the sea.
It's
in,
not relaxing. It's
in
thousands
so
of
long
you.
Now. I can't some wait to go back
thieves.
In the sea. That's why you get a waterproof bag that you tie to you,
yeah,
and then
true.
You have
you
it on your hands.
Go
and
you've got nowhere to piss. If you do, it's miles
away. The sea is
away.
Nature's toilet.
No, it's not. It's specifically not.
Can you? You just because you
toilet.
Can't.
Have you seen Seaspiracy yet?
Who?
Seaspiracy.
No.
It's a program on Netflix about fishing.
Oh, God, no.
It's very sad.
I know. It's just all be about how the sea's dying.
I haven't had any fish since.
Really? Mm. Well, I haven't eaten fish in years. I will have scampi, though.
No, you can't because it's bad.
Scampi is an organism.
It's
and
not
they
an
don't,
organism.
It doesn't
it's an
have
animal
a brain.
With a central
it doesn't
nervous.
Have a brain.
Of course it has a brain.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Does an oyster have a brain?
Elliot?
I feel like we've had this argument
why is
before.
That your, that, why is that your line?
Because it doesn't have a brain.
Have you got
I
a
stopped...
brain? Can we eat you?
Oh my...
Exactly.
When I stopped eating salmon, when I heard that they cry when they're killed.
So you just need an anecdote.
Years ago. Me.
Right. Sad.
I've never
stories,
heard of a scampi
please.
Cry. If anyone has heard of a scampi, because I've had scampis and I did try mussels and that was fine because they don't have a brain.
Did I read this out last week about the squirt? The sea
what?
Squirt.
Oh, I think you have told me this before.
I'm just going to read it out again.
Yes, no, you can't repeat the same thing.
Yeah, I like it. Sea squirt.
Oysters so no. don't have a brain and can't feel pain, but they do have a nervous system.
Yeah, there you go. So they're probably relieved to be put out of their misery because they're just nervous all the time.
It has no brain because it has eaten it during its larval stage. It had a backbone, a single eye, and a basic brain to enable it to swim around. When it fused to a rock to start its new vegetative existence, it consumed its redundant eye, brain, and spinal cord. The sea squirt. Would you eat a sea squirt? Because it ate its own brain?
Consider the oyster. Consider even the strict vegans should feel comfortable eating oysters by the boatload.
Who wrote that? What publication, please?
Maybe like it was like Oysters R Us
oysters
or something.
Weekly.
Yeah, Oysters Weekly trying to sell the oysters.
Slate.com.
Slate.com.
Who are they?
Yeah, so I can eat oysters. I've just been eating chocolate the last
them?
Few days, so I've got to stop doing that. They're not alive.
They're alive.
You can't kill. It's like everyone when they say, oh, you're a vegetarian, but you're fine eating a tree. Or like, no, that's the wrong example because
no
people
that.
Don't eat trees. No, but
good
you,
answer,
you're...
people
you're
don't eat
fine.
Trees.
You're fine eating
you're
a carrot.
Eating a
don't carrots have feelings? And you're like, no, obviously carrots don't have feelings.
Well, of course, there was that Roald Dahl short story about the man who made a listening device at home to amplify stuff. And all he could hear was like this high-pitched noise. And he slowly, over the course of making it better, he zoned in on what that noise was, thinking it was just white noise. But it was like, it sounded like a silent scream. And it was the screaming of all the plants dying.
Well, the silent scream that was happening before we recorded the podcast was the fax machine. So
all right, another quote
we worked
you.
It out. Because we unplugged
another,
it.
I've got another one.
It's really horrible when I think about that. Please, because there's not much I can eat. I shouldn't even be eating chocolate. I've had a bad few days. I'm like an addict.
I had I can't remember what it was, but about everything turning to blood.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody. It was really exciting at the beginning of the podcast to be in the same room again, but I think maybe we will go back to Zoom. Back to Zoom recordings, I think, after this, maybe.
An hour and a half it took me to get here.
That's your own fault. That's your own fault. It shouldn't take that long.
Heavy traffic.
You didn't research it properly. It shouldn't take that long.
40% off my next 10 Uber rides, so I'll probably treat myself.
They're very cheap at the moment, actually. Yeah. Yes, please support us on the Patreon. We're having a lot of fun there. Thank you so much to everybody that's already there.
Thank you.
We love you guys. We're having a lot of fun time. If you want to join, it's patreon.com/whyisharrietcrying and join Team Harriet. Or you can just pay the £3 and you still get the podcast weekly. So you get an extra episode
every week.
Well, extra episode every 2 weeks, so it's weekly. Join it becomes
Harriet's
weekly.
Parents on Patreon.
Yeah, join the cool club. I want to find out who joined your team because I think I've got a new enemy then.
It's not an enemy.
Yes, anyone that is your friend is my enemy.
We split it halfway anyway.
Well, it's the principle.
Right.
I'd rather not take their money.
Thanks anyway, though.
Thanks anyway, though. But, but you know, it digs deep.
See you next time.
See you next time. We'll have a guest. Sorry. Because it's good to have somebody in between us.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed that episode of Why Is Harriet Crying? If you want more episodes and more from us, you can go to our Patreon. Just look for Why Is Harriet Crying on the Patreon website. And for £3 a month, you can get double the amount of episodes. Imagine that. And there are various different tiers. You can be on my team or Harriet's team and get extra bonus features. So head over there and subscribe.
But seriously, please, can you join my team and not Sunil's team? Because I do take it personally whenever anyone joins Sunil's.
Yeah, join Harriet's team. She needs it.